A small but growing number of English learners are turning to virtual charter schools for education. It's a relatively new trend and one that the schools themselves are still figuring out how to navigate. This morning, WBUR's Carrie Young takes a closer look at how the two virtual charter schools in Massachusetts are faring.
It's Friday night, and 8th grader Eve Leonardo is finishing a biology lesson from the Tech Connections Academy, or TECA. That evening's lesson was all about animal species extinction and why some have stuck around.
So we could choose, like, some animals, and I choose cockroaches.
That word she's struggling with is cockroaches, something her three brothers helped her pronounce correctly. Leonardo grew up speaking Portuguese and didn't learn English until she moved to Massachusetts from Brazil about 3 years ago. Because of that, she's been getting extra support at TECA, like one-on-one time with an ESL teacher.
The teacher, like, ask if you can, like, read something to them. Sometimes they give a program that helps with English.
This year, there are 33 English learners at TECA, roughly 2% of its students. Superintendent Adam Goldberg says there's not really a single reason why English learners are turning to his virtual charter school.
Like many students, there's a lot of reasons why they come to TECA.
One of them could be flexibility.
They can view lessons on video and in print as often as they need to after a traditional school hour day.
And he says that ability to rewind could have advantages for kids learning English. If they're feeling shy, for example, they don't have to raise their hand to ask the teacher to repeat a word or sentence they didn't understand. But there are challenges. 2 years ago, state officials cited TECA for, quote, lacking an English learner curriculum. The state's other virtual charter school was cited for the same thing in 2015. Superintendent Goldberg explains, at that time, he and his staff just didn't expect to have a large increase in English learners. But he says his school has since made a lot of improvements.
That just reflected the fact that as we grow, we need to truly anticipate the needs of our students before they arrive. Because the process for a full-time virtual school, if you wait to find out who those students are, you've got then a waiting period to build the program, to build the staffing, to support them.
State officials say TECA has met their requirements to continue operating, including submitting a new detailed plan for serving English learners and having a plan to improve MCAS participation for the whole school. Whether those changes will work remains to be seen. In general, though, educating English learners in a virtual setting is kind of a brave new world.
How much research exists out there regarding EL education in the virtual environment?
That I know of, little to none.
Caroline Parker is a research scientist at the Education Development Center. She says part of the issue behind the lack of research comes down to size. The number of English learners in virtual charter schools is very small. Still, Parker theorizes there could still be some benefits to learning English in a virtual school, like that ability to learn at your own pace. She points out that part of what helps is using English with other students. But she adds, that's also a challenge in brick-and-mortar schools.
There are a number of districts where you go in and you see that the English learners are actually very isolated from all of the social and extracurricular experiences. Perhaps in an online environment, some of those barriers actually can be broken down and less because everybody's communicating in a similar way.
But some linguists are more skeptical, like Harvard Language and Literacy Development Professor Catherine Snow.
I still think that there are real advantages to peer interactions, to face-to-face interactions.
She says that's because full language proficiency is more than just the words you use in an academic environment.
Real language proficiency involves not just being able to talk about texts in that language, but also being able to exchange jokes and defend yourself when you're attacked and organize social activities and so forth. So there's a lot of social language skill.
State data also show that TECA is still struggling to serve this population. In 2017, 14% of English learners at the school met or exceeded expectations on the English MCAS. Last year, that dropped to zero. TECA's next state monitoring review is expected next spring. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.